Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 9 with verses 27 through 31. And as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the word of him through all that land. Let us begin in the penitential act today. We say this before each Mass. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words and in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and the saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. Amen. The feeling of faith will increase your hope to love without hate anyone and everyone that we encounter to relate. Daily, your path will include such people who are nice, people who are rude, people who are generous, people, and people in a bad mood. But when you show them your faith of grace, you are expelling the generous love of Jesus. Happy and content, alive and healthy, willing to smile than to go to hell, always residing in his peace. Be gracious and forthcoming, willing to go the extra mile Jesus once spoke about. Give until it hurts. Smile naturally, in peace, unlike a flirt. Be ready to assist when help is needed, loving the other as the confession of faith. Let us confess our faith. Say it with me. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you and our confession of faith today as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. Yesterday, we had an awesome, amazing prayer by the fence. 2,000 souls showed up and was praying aloud in the name of Jesus. We pray for our sister-in-law Carmen, who's healing from a stroke. And we continue to pray healing prayers to her granddaughter, Brittany, who overcame brain cancer. Hallelujah. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louie as we continue our daily prayers for our neighbor, Thelma. Prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Then the poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 9, verses 27 through 31. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Same Faith Yours Has Done What You Have Confessed. Jesus, followed by two men blind, out crying, David's son, us pity have true. House entered, men blind approached in kind, saying, Jesus, believe do you this I can do? Saying them both, Lord, yes. Saying as he touched eyes, theirs rest. Saying, faith yours has done what you have confessed. Saying, open were their eyes without jest. Sternly warned, tell, do not confessing, knowing no one in form. Out went traveling their blessing, land throughout storm. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 29th, 2023. Recording this morning, 24 hours later at 4:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, today we've been having some technical difficulties with our website through GoDaddy. Uploading my MP3 every day as a podcast came to a halt yesterday for some reason with the server. We're hoping that this problem has been overcome when we upload this podcast today. If you're hearing this at the end of my podcast right now, that success has taken place, and we praise God for that. As we continue to lift up the Word of God in each and every day, we continue to confess it, how easy it is to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my good friends John and Marie, we say God bless you too. As we close today at 8:44 with the angels in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.